today. We'll attempt a feat once thought impossible, overcoming high-interest credit card debt. It requires merely one thing, a SoFi personal loan. With it, you could save big on interest charges by consolidating into one low fixed-rate monthly payment. Defy high-interest debt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/stunt to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891.
Are you ready to get spicy?
These Doritos Golden Sriracha aren't that spicy.
Maybe it's time to turn up the heat.
Or turn it down. It's time for something that's not too spicy. Try Doritos Golden Sriracha.
Spicy.
But not too spicy.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse. The trade deadline, as I come to you on this Thursday, 31st of July, the trade deadline is 8 minutes away. So on the audio version of this podcast, this will be the journey that we take through the trade deadline and then some other fun nonsense for you as well. But the trade deadline, we are live on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. I want everybody to do one thing this weekend, and that is check your insurance. Call Dan Shaney. Info in the description. And get on his insurance plan for you. Save me a bunch of money. Trade deadline's in 7 minutes. The Brewers have made some trades previous to today. And I do think that that's an interesting way to look at it. They traded for Danny Jansen. Okay, we needed a backup catcher better than Eric Haas. Sure, convince me of that. And then also the Andrew Vaughn trade has proved to be massive. That has proved to be a massive thing. If they had made the Savali for Vaughn trade today and in the next 2 weeks, Vaughn's amazing, we're very excited. Okay, there's a trade deadline factor to it, and we would get excited. We're still excited. I mean, Andrew Vaughn's been great, but also the way he's been playing on the trade deadline, it should spur maybe more action. I think one thing that I've noticed with teams is sometimes even if you just trade for some, you know, 450 reliever or some bat that's going to be used sparingly, if you're a clubhouse and your front office is making deals, they're telling you, we're believing in you and we're going to get you help. We believe in you and we're going to get you help. The other part of that is if they don't make deals, you're saying you don't believe in them. That's what you're saying. And the Brewers, with the best record in baseball, 5 minutes to the deadline, on trade deadline day, have made one deal, and that was trading away Nestor Cortez, who we traded to get when they got rid of Devin Williams. Now, Brandon Lockridge is coming back in the deal. He's a 28-year-old outfielder. He's a former Yankee in his own right. I'm trying to see if he has any stats this season. He's played in 47 games, 95 plate appearances. He's hitting .216 with a .261 slugging. He's 28. 1982 says he's got great speed. All right. So we traded for Quentin Berry. Good. 4 minutes to the deadline. One thing that I'm very upset about and disappointed about is the conversation around the trade deadline. I don't know why you have certain people who stand for the organization in the way that they do. Like, I like the Brewers. And when I need to defend the Brewers against other teams, I will be on the front lines, and I will absolutely do so. And I do think the Brewers, in the way that MLB is shaped and the way that we're constructed in this league, I don't think they'll ever win a World Series. I've said that. But they're still trying. They are. Today notwithstanding, they are still putting out a competitive roster. They got the best record in baseball. They could be worse. They could be Pittsburgh. They could be, I was going to say Tampa Bay, but they've at least made a couple World Series. They could be other teams. But they're not. They do try. They do make moves. They do try to stay competitive. In that, though, the long-term goal of the Brewers is to do this. It's to stay competitive. There's never been, since 2008, and that was just to will themselves into the playoffs, but there's never been a we're going for it deadline. We were not experiencing that. There's a bunch of different guys they could have gotten. The Cubs are, I don't know, Willie Castro and Taylor Rogers. They're getting guys that are making their team better. I mean, they're getting guys that are making their team better, but I don't know that they've acquired, you know, the big, like Ryan O'Hearn. Eugenio Suarez is the one that I really wanted. I think we all did. He went to the Mariners. So there's not, we're not getting any of that. But there's a lot of people, and I saw this all day. Oh, the Brewers have this. The Brewers already did this. The Brewers, you shouldn't be made to feel guilty if you want your team to get better on the trade deadline. It is the trade deadline. Deadlines spur action. Action means you get better. This is your last chance to improve the team. You have had two-thirds of a season. You are the best team in baseball. You have the opportunity to get better. And you don't. Fans certainly have the right to be upset about that. Whether or not the Brewers are able to have figured it out, whether or not they were one trade away or they weren't, you still are allowed to be upset if your team doesn't do anything at the trade deadline. And not just because we want to see a transaction. Some years are like that. I get it. And maybe I've even argued that. Maybe I've even said, we don't need to do anything. It's just, maybe I've said that. I'm pretty sure I have. They're first place. They are first place in the National League Central, National League, American League. It's a good point, and this is kind of where we're straddling the line. They did trade for Quinn Priester, who's been great. They did trade for Andrew Vaughn, who's been great. I don't want to take that, like, I know. That almost leads them to trade more. You clearly have a knack for what you're doing. You can target talent and know that, hey, we're good at this. So trade for more. Get better. There's no such thing as being too good. Is this team going to win a World Series? Could they have bettered their chances today? Yes. And that's what it's about. It's about this is the last day of the year. It's great you made a trade for Priester, and it's great you made a trade for Vaughn. And you made those trades on your own timeline. But this is a day where teams like the Twins are getting rid of everybody. I think they only have two guys under contract next year. I got to double check that. This is a day where the Diamondbacks are trying to move people. This is your last chance. The store is closing. It's a going on a business sale. Oh, my grocery store is closing down? Darn. Well, I don't need any of these items today, I'll get them in 3 weeks when I need them at a different grocery store 15 miles away. Or I could stock up and get a discount. They're available today. They're not available tomorrow. They're not available now. The trade deadline is over. I don't think we got anybody other than Brandon Lockwood or whatever the fuck his name is. Brandon Lockridge. Adrian Hauser's been dealt. That's fun. He's going to the Rays, who are kind of 1 foot in, 1 foot out. So that's exciting. You know, a long time ago, I got mad at Bill because I didn't. He was on, I mean, fill in the blank, but I didn't like that he was complaining about the NBA website. He's like, oh, this website's no good. I'm like, nobody, just figure it out. Nobody cares. It's your job to present the information. Who cares that your website doesn't work? However, there's not like a good, just like what I'm looking for online is logo of who they traded for, logo of who they traded to get that person in a nice chart order in like a timeline to see all the trades of the day. And I can't find that from anybody. The trade trackers people are doing are messy and bad. Even my new friend ChatGPT, who talked me out of a panic attack yesterday and might have to again tonight. Sports information. I'm going to do a Bartometer on the show tonight, the Bart Winkler show, about coaches that are feeling the most pressure. And ChatGPT suggested to me Dennis Allen of the Saints and Doug Peterson of the Jaguars. This thing can get so many pieces of information correct, but when it comes to sports, it's I don't get it. I don't get why it's so bad at sports. I should be happy because I don't want it to take over our lives. But I also want it to help me. Tonight, I'm going to go through all these trades. Can I trust by 9 o'clock there's going to be like a good rundown? I can't be piecemealing Twitter accounts together. I want to present it nice and easy.
Learning a new language opens the door to new friends, new cultures, and maybe even a whole new life. So why not start the journey today? There's over a dozen languages available to learn at your own pace so you can achieve your goals with material tailored to your individual proficiency level, interests, and time availability. I'm finally learning French after taking classes in high school and thrilled to finish what I'd started years ago. And my favorite part about Babbel is that it's dialogue-based. It helps me to actually practice conversations, and the speech recognition ensures I'm saying words, correct them all. So get talking with Babbel. I want you to learn another language, so I'm teaming up with Babbel to gift you 55% off subscriptions, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bluewire. Get up to 55% off at babbel.com/bluewire, spelled BABBEL.com/bluewire. babbel.com/bluewire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We really got to watch Joey Ortiz hit in the playoffs. Yep. Thomas says, sitting on your thumbs at the trade deadline is a bold strategy. Let's see how it works out for them. Yep. Jake says, with the prices of rentals today, I'm more than fine with sitting it out. Ironically, Suarez was the only one that went for less than expected. What are we talking, like 9, 17, and 18 in terms of the prospects? And do we have a lot of prospects that you guys are enamored with? I mean, there's a couple we like, but I don't think that we're we're stockpiling these guys like we did in the Hart, Hardy, Braun, Fielder days, or even guys that we thought would be good that where are they? Ethan Small, Corey Ray, Keston Hira. We could have traded any of those guys at any time. So, yeah, I think it's okay to, I mean, you don't have to like, you don't have to, I don't know. I'm very upset about the way that you're being told to fan today. I'm very upset about that. I am. I wanted a trade. I wanted Suarez. This is coming from someone who doesn't ever think they're going to win the World Series. I think we're cursed in a way that I can't explain. I think that other teams have done the bite of the apple method against us. We've lost to teams like that. But I'm into this team as much as I've ever been into them, probably at least since 2018, at least since then. And probably a top five all-time team that I've been into. Whether it's 92 or 2008, 11. This team is special. They are different. They are good. So get better. But what are we protecting ourselves against? This same thing. I mean, nobody's winning awards on July 31st. For trades or for where you are in the standings. Now, what did the Cubs do? The Cubs, they wanted a starting pitcher. I don't think that they got what they were looking for. They got Taylor Rogers from the Pirates, who's been pretty good. Rogers was just traded from the Reds to the Pirates. Oh, for Hayes. And now the Cubs have traded him. He hasn't allowed a run in 12 appearances. So that's pretty good. They got Willie Castro. Just a guy like Willie Castro. It's not going to... I mean, if we walk away with Willie Castro today, we're not going crazy, but it helps. It made your team better. Andrew Kittredge, 3.45 ERA, 1.88 in July. So Craig Counsell's best bullpen ever gets a little better. Michael Soroka, they traded for. That's better than what we did. We didn't do anything. Yeah, I've been on this side, Jake. I've been on this side where it's like you want the dopamine. You want that hit. You want that shot. That's been a thought, is you don't make a trade just to make a trade. You don't do it just to scratch that itch. But we're in first place. Just because we're in first place now doesn't mean we're going to be in first place on Sunday. Doesn't mean we're going to be in first place a month after that. Doesn't mean we're going to be in first place at the end of the season. You have gotten to this point, and you should pay respect to your team and your fan base for getting to this point. Now I'm doing that thing in the last 10 minutes to see if anything happened. Man, the Twins really traded everybody. Castro, Duran, Paddock, Correa, Bader, Stewart, Jax, Varlin, Ty France. They are rebuilding. They are rebuilding. The Padres were pretty wild at the deadline. That is something that is going to be a headline for sure. Padres going crazy. Again, the Cubs got better. The Mariners with Suarez looked pretty good. The Reds seem to be more aggressive than anybody else in the division. So what are the big trades of the deadline? What are the big trades of the deadline? I'll look at some of those. Reminder, happyplacehemp.com. Promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. every time you go to happyplacehemp.com, you can use the code. You ever get to a website and there's a place that says, what's the code? And you're like, I don't have a code. And then you search online or Reddit or whatever, desperate to try to find 10% off on a place. I've got a code for your gummies and seltzers, etc. BART, happyplacehemp.com, 25% off every order. Get some as a sample. Continue to indulge. And you get 25% off every time. Usually shipping, unless you, I think if you only get like one thing of seltzer, there might be shipping on that. If you get three or more, they cover it for you. They cover shipping too, in most cases. I just ordered a West Ham hat from England the day that duty free went away. So it said on the website, yeah, there's going to be a tariff. You're going to get a call from the customs bureau. I'm like, it's a hat I really want. So we'll see how much that costs me down the road. Already I'm in for $50. We'll see. Padres get Mason Miller, J.P. Sears from the A's. Leo DeVries is a guy they traded as shortstop. He's their number three overall prospect. I think some people are pretty shocked at that, but that's what Preller does. He trades prospects. I don't think we need to go that crazy. Where all these guys he traded in that Soto deal, and if you look at the list of guys he's traded, it's large, but I mean, something. Carlos Correa goes back to Houston after he left in free agency for the Twins. He'll take over at third, and he's got a lot of time left on that deal, so he's back. Eugenio Suarez for three prospects goes to the Mariners. Juan Duran, Phillies get him. Who else did they get? Bader. Yankees get David Bednar. Is Devin Williams out of the closer spot, or what's his place in the rotation with New York? Rangers get Merrill Kelly. Mets make some moves, get a couple relievers. Ryan Helsley from the Cardinals. Blue Jays get Shane Bieber. Padres still striking. Ramon Laureano and Ryan O'Hearn. Yankees got McMahon. Mariners got Naylor. Mets get Tyler Rogers, their bullpen. They gave up a lot to shore up that bullpen. Reds get Zach Little. Mets get Cedric Mullins. I mentioned Hayes. Sir Anthony Dominguez was traded in between games. So a lot of teams, very active. And the Brewers couldn't pounce in on any of it. Now, again. We don't know what they tried to do. We don't know. Just because they didn't make a trade doesn't mean they didn't try to make a trade. I don't want justifications about any of it. We don't know if they tried to make a deal. We don't know how hard they tried to make a deal. We don't know if they had a deal and somebody else took the deal. We know they've already traded for other people throughout the season, the Brewers. But if you're sitting here scrolling your phone all day, waiting for the best team in baseball to get better, and they didn't do it, you can be upset about that. Even if you're right or wrong. Even if you are proven to be right or wrong. Look, I'm getting really upset about a lot of things. What's new? But last week, I'm talking about my experience with AI. And then I'm talking about my experience at Soldier Field dump. And I have people, like, I'm not even having opinions. I'm just talking about my experience. And I'm being told I'm wrong. You can be wrong on opinions. You can. My opinion is this. It's wrong. But you can be wrong on opinions. You can be wrong on facts. You can't be wrong about what you experience. You can't be wrong for how you feel. Maybe you didn't need to feel that way, but you felt it. You can't let people talk you out of that. If you're upset that the Brewers didn't do anything, that's okay. Because you're not trying to get the dopamine hit today. You're not doing it for the sake of doing it. The Brewers, may I remind you, are in first place. So some would say, well, they don't need to do anything. They're in first place. And you can, like, the Brewer water carriers will justify, you know, Rhys Hoskins coming back and the pitching's been great. And we get Brandon Locksmith or whatever the fuck his name is again. But the goal should be World Series. And this is one of the reasons, like, I believe the Brewers are doing what they need to do to stay competitive. But when have they ever done anything to try to win the World Series? And when is that time? There's got to be a time. There's got to be a time. This year seems like it's a good time. Keep kicking that can down the road. And I'm not saying trade every prospect imaginable, but, oh, we want O'Hearn, but they want four prospects, and we can only give three or five or four. At some point, you have to give more to get. No, Jake. I wanted a trade. I want this team to get better. I just think you're okay to feel the way you feel. And I know I don't want to be on the side of people that have been all day preparing you to feel disappointed. I don't want to be on that. I'm not on that side. I want my team to get better. The trade deadline is a resource to do it. Teams have guys on expiring deals that they're desperate to get rid of. They have a giant for sale sign in their yard. You just drive by? You just drive by? So I don't like it. Other teams got better today. Brewers didn't. I still like the Brewers team. I still like what they are. But I don't like that nothing happened today. That's kind of a bummer. Bart Winkler Show on Infinity Sports Network. Weekday nights. Oh, I was going to leave. Q dropped in. What's up, Q? I got a few minutes.
I think Mark Antanasio is a leech on the goodwill of Wisconsinites. I think he is the absolute worst kind of human being on this planet. I think the team should change their name to the Milwaukee Groundhogs and get rid of Bernie Brewer and make their mascot Bill Murray. So they are who we thought they were. That's pretty much all I came on to say.
Are we recipients of the We Fell For It Again award?
I'm not. I'm just coming on here and saying that Wisconsin baseball fans are incredibly dumb or naive. And I think that anyone who has spent a minute complaining about the Milwaukee Bucks or the Packers, who isn't upset with what this Brewers franchise has done for the last 10 years, like, really needs to, like, think about how they process things in their life and just generally. Like, it's like, I don't understand how. That's what frustrates me, is because, you know, I'm a Bucks backer, like, to a fault. But at least that franchise, like, goes out and makes big swings. And, like, if you make big swings, you're going to have some misses. But the Brewers are just, like, a poverty franchise that, like, oh, we have a pitching farm and we invest in Latin America. Golly gee, look at us. We overperform every year. Look at them. Holy cow. And, like, it's been the same thing. I've been coming on your podcast. How long has it been around now? 4 years?
It's been 3 years of the pod.
3 years of the pod. Every year I say, we haven't won a playoff series since 2018. Like, like, I don't care how much regularly season success we have.
How many playoff games have Wisconsin won since I started this pod? Just the Packers and Dallas? Three.
No, the Brewers have won three games.
Yeah, but how many series are game? How many times have we advanced around? Just the Packers and Dallas?
No, since you started the pod. The pod wasn't – oh, no, the pod was post
– post Bucks. They haven't won shit. Brewers haven't won.
Have the
Packers beat Dallas. That's it.
The Bucks advanced one round. Uh-uh. Yeah. Who? Your first year of the pod, we would have lost in the second round, right? Because we
– no, then we lose to the Heat.
I thought – no, we beat the Bulls, but Middleton slipped. I don't know, but are you trying to say that this podcast is like the curse?
No, we lost. Okay. I still was employed then.
Okay.
Cause then we lost to the Celtics. The Bucks have lost all three first rounds since I started the pod. Brewers have gotten bounced. Packers won one game.
Wow.
Oh, Taylor says, how do we feel about Gary Harris wearing 11? I don't like it. And don't tell me Bucks need to unretire numbers. A retired number is a retired number.
I think.
Can't take that away.
I didn't realize that he is. I guess it kind of ends the debate that Brooke won't get his number retired.
Oh, I mean, it's over. And I don't know that he was fringe for me. It'll be Giannis and Middleton, but.
That's kind of depressing.
Even if you don't retire a guy's number, you kind of like shelve it for at least a year. Anyway, I gotta go pick up my kid.
All right. Well, I'll get off my horse. Thanks for the.
You met my kid.
Yeah, he and my kid were fast friends. It was hilarious.
Yeah, we saw each other at the park.
Yeah, and then Bart and I were catching up, and all of a sudden. Our two kids are playing, and we hadn't even introduced them, so it's kind of fun. So,
well, on that friendly note, bye.
Later, Bart.
See ya. All right, I'll slap on some more when I put this on the audio. But in the meantime, Brewers do nothing today. They did before, but not today. And if you're upset about that, that's your God-given right.
That was the live portion of the show that is available on YouTube. As is a lot of great content. The Bart Winkler YouTube channel.
Learning a new language opens the door to new friends, new cultures, and maybe even a whole new life. So why not start the journey today? There's over a dozen languages available to learn at your own pace, so you can achieve your goals with material tailored to your individual proficiency level, interests, and time availability. I'm finally learning French after taking classes in high school and thrilled to finish what I'd started years ago. And my favorite part about Babbel is that it's dialogue-based. It helps me to actually practice conversations, and the speech recognition ensures I'm saying words, correct them all. So get talking with Babbel. I want you to learn another language, so I'm teaming up with Babbel to gift you 55% off subscriptions, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bluewire. Get up to 55% off at babbel.com/bluewire, spelled BABBEL.com/bluewire, babbel.com/bluewire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And after we were done, we found out there actually was another trade. The Milwaukee Brewers received Shelby Miller and Jordan Montgomery, two pitchers, for we don't really know yet. Player to be named or cash. Basically, Arizona's like, why don't you figure this out later, but you can have these guys. Shelby Miller, this according to Adam McKelvey, who's currently on the injured list right now but is nearing a return. He pitched for the Brewers in 2019 before opting out during the COVID season, at least in the minors he pitched. He's been mostly a reliever for the Cubs, Pirates, Dodgers, Giants, Tigers, Diamondbacks. He's pitched well, 1.98 ERA in 37 games with Arizona this season. Jordan Montgomery will probably pitch less for the Brewers than Dinelson Lamet. He's out for the year with Tommy John, and he's going to be a free agent, but they're picking up his salary. So basically, the Diamondbacks said, you can have Shelby Miller if you pay the rest of Jordan Montgomery's salary. And we can't totally just give him to you, so we'll just put player to be named later or cash, whatever you guys need later, figure it out, but we got to get him out of here. That's what happened. Everything I said prior in this episode still rings true. There's no change to any of the emotion or the feeling that I had. Brandon Lockridge, the guy that the Brewers traded for? I mean, who's the buyer and who's the seller in this Nestor Cortez trade? Because the Padres also got a minor leaguer, Jorge Quintana, and cash. Man, that Devin Williams trade doesn't look like that one worked out too good if we're paying the Padres to get rid of Nestor Cortez. Hey, if you say the Brewers are cheap, they're on the paying end of these deals. I know that we didn't get a bat. We would have liked a bat. A couple of other moves. Brian Hudson, Elvis Peguero, they've been DFA'd. Recently DFA'd Eric Haas is going to – he cleared waivers, so he's going to be – still in the organization with Nashville. We may see him again. Also from McKelvey, they asked him how he grades himself. What would he have done different? They asked Matt Arnold this, the GM. I'll leave that to you guys. You know, it's important to me to do the right thing for the Brewers. We're trying to win a championship here, and I've made that clear since I've been here. Obviously, we have a really good team, and I'm around the guys enough to know that they really feel good about the group that we have. We felt like we helped the team today, and we're in a great position. That's what we want to do. We want to try to win a championship, also maintain a strong team here in Milwaukee. I mean, this is all great, and we don't want them to be bad. We don't want seasons of bad. And they don't need to go all in. They don't need to send every prospect they have away. But they have more chips that they can play and still have a pretty good stack. And they're choosing not to do that yet again. Got some Carl's Place voicemails. There was one from Jake that I did want to play. And then there's also another one that I don't know what the hell's going on with. I'll give you a sample of it. You can call and leave a voicemail, 402-915-BART, 402-915-2278.
Hey, Bart. Hey, everybody. It's your boy, Hot Take Jake. I had to call in after this week's with Grant and Paul. First off, Interstellar is a very good movie, and Grant, nobody likes a contrarian. I know everything that's cool sucks according to these contrarians, but no, it actually was pretty good. But anyways, Bart, I wanted to kind of talk about the story you were telling about the guy that kind of dreamed his whole life in a coma. So this was like 2010, and I'm like a fitness guy, so I had experimented. There's this supplement that you take before you go to bed, and it's supposed to aid in your sleep and help you recover, but one of the side effects was vivid dreams. So I take this, and I have this dream where, for some reason, I have this new job where I'm working near General Mitchell Airport, and in the dream, I spent probably a good month, like, in the dream, waking up every day, had a different girlfriend. I lived in a different apartment. I went to work. I came home, lived my life. Again, it was about a month in the dream. I wake up the next day, and it took me a while to get everything recombobulated. So long story short, I don't know if I'm actually talking to anybody right now, this could all be a figment of my imagination in a dream that I am still in 2010, which would make sense because that's to me when I feel like, as you said, Bart, time has sped up. Something has changed. So if this is in fact a dream, I want to thank all of you weirdos in the Winklerverse for making this dream world that usually is a nightmare a little bit more livable. I love you guys. If you're real, hopefully talk to you soon. See you!
Hi there, Bart Winkler. This is Jeff W. calling from Milwaukee. Wanted to call the voicemail line because the national show, although I do enjoy it, got us here. It's just a little too late for me to call in to your show. So I would utilize this free market channel that you have so graciously provided us with for interaction with your friends, colleagues, and fans. I would like to make this voicemail about your recent rant about the MLS and their commissioner. And I have to say, it had me quite groined up, I might add, with your fiery rage about the MLS commissioner. And I would like to hear a little bit more of that. Thank you for your time, Bart.
Yeah, that was certainly, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Brewers pick up this weekend a series against the Nationals. And we'll be back next week with a for you as well. Thank you, as always, for stopping into the Winklerverse.